What was the one guy that struggled with the house that went out? Dave.
Dave?
Yeah.
Dave. Yeah, he called the shark Dave last night with him.
Yeah. Dave.
No. This is Dave. Did that happen? This guy met his gun go through and through.
Nothing.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah. In fact, he got a paper. Remember that one, the lane that rear caliper that I think went to? Yeah, he got that from the Air Force guy. They brought it in from overseas somewhere. And they were leery about buying it from him. So he made him sign a deal and did it on the Pearson and Field Air Force Base Stationery because I saw that. Because all me and Rose on this is from assault rifles. He was up in Denver, they had an assault ban in Denver, but not in the spring for the city. And I said, no, I said, there's nothing illegal about that at all. It's not hot.
Right. Yeah. Let me ask you, my going back to fix my decision, he got a seal.
Oh, Pat Krause. Pat Krause bought a new 5-3-1-2 in Stanford paper. I believe it was 90, somewhere in the early 90s, 92,
93. That's a few
people got to know. The only person that did anything illegal that kept, you know, one time bought a breakfast in my head or something was 1-0-1-1. I looked at it. And he goes, I just turned this off all the way. Then I turned around looking. I said, where's the serial number? It's gone. There's no serial number at all. They were sent. And I said, get this thing away from me because I had a whole bunch of stuff.
What was that?
He was a weapons tech. And he was a flat free dealer. He told him about the preferences that were sent. After the 86, which was all right in the early 80s, Rick Stratton told us he was 5-3 years. And he moved down there